Training builds confidence, whether it's a puppy learning new commands or a believer learning to trust God. Every experience has a purpose. Join me for Outdoors with Sean Merrill as we learn how God uses life's training grounds to prepare us for what's ahead. Well, Hunter and I have been training dogs for a while, and last December, his wife Maddie joined us. You know, she was a little nervous because this was all fairly new to her. She had gone through the training, learned all the methods and cues, but to put it into practice, well, that was just a little bit out of her comfort zone at first. You know, there were challenges, and each day brought about new learning opportunities. But at the end of the puppy's training, there was knowledge, understanding, and confidence. You know, as the next set of litters are approaching their training start date, Maddie feels better prepared and ready for the days ahead. Hey, God uses experiences to reveal Himself to us. We learn more about Him, His character, His will, and our purpose as He brings about experiences in our own lives. God did this with Adam and Eve, Abraham, Noah, Moses, Elijah, Daniel, Jonah, and many others throughout Scripture. Look at David. The young boy was a shepherd tending to the sheep as his brothers were off with the Israelite army preparing for battle with the Philistines. David was the youngest of the brothers, and his father sent him to take them some supplies. And when he arrived, he heard a giant named Goliath making threats about the Israelites. All of the men are terrified. Even King Saul was afraid, but not David. Listen to what it says in 1 Samuel 17, starting in verse 32. It says, "Then David said to Saul, 'Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth.' But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God.' Moreover, David said, 'The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.'" Through David's experiences as a shepherd, with these wild animals running about, God had shown him how powerful he was. David knew that with God, anything is possible. He had knowledge, understanding, and confidence. It wasn't David fighting the battle, but it was God. As experiences come into our lives, we need to notice what God is revealing to us about Himself and His power. These moments are training grounds. He's preparing us for something ahead, all to accomplish His mission. Do you want to learn more about how you fit into God's mission and the purpose He has for your life? Go to follow.lifeword.org. And if you like this video and want to see more like it, go to lifeword.org or follow us on social media sites like Facebook and YouTube. Well, it's back to work training these puppies, but maybe we can get a little time to sneak away for some fishing. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.